Okay, let's get started.
好，我们现在开始上课。
We'll go straight back to the slide here.
我们现在回到我们刚才的 PPT。
Okay, so this is the system that Satan has designed, and he's had thousands of years to perfect this. In fact, before human history, he's had millions of years, and then during human history, thousands of years to look at how he can deceive people.
所以呢，这个整个属世的系统其实是撒旦呢花了很长的时间去建造的，甚至 是几千年的时间去建造的。而且这个建造呢，是在人类历史之前他就建造好了，而当人类历史之后呢，他又一直在修正。
But when you look at Satan's strategies overall, there's really only a few main sort of categories, and those things have applied ever since the beginning of human history.
而看这个撒旦他的整个策略哦，你会发现他所有的所建造的属世系统里面只有几个重要的重点，而这个重点在这几千年来是没有改变的。
Now the finer details might change as according to the way that society has come through history.
而当然在这个几个重点的主义之下，它还是有一些细节会因着这个社会的变迁而有所改变。
But as Solomon wrote, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. So, you know, for what we see in the devil's world, these strategies have been going on for thousands of years.
而就像所罗门说的，在太阳底下没有任何事情是新的，好，所以我们可以看到说撒旦他玩的把戏其实这些几千年来是差不多的。
And that's why even though the Bible is thousands of years old, we can still go to the Bible and we can learn things which apply today.
就像圣经一样啊，在两千年前所写下来的圣经到现在我们都可以从圣经里面去看到怎么样是施行在现在的生活里。
A lot of people, and especially the unbelievers, they reject the Bible because they say, well, that's an old book. You know, it's thousands of years old, and that's for the people in the old days. But society has evolved, and we've moved on.
就像有一些人会说啊，我们应该要拒绝读圣经。那些人认为说，这是两千年前的老的社会的一个东西，所以现在的人应该不需要去跟随着它。
But they don't understand that truth never changes.
但他们不理解的是，真理永远不会改变。
It's interesting, looking at this coronavirus thing, and a lot of people saying, you know, we believe in science, and science is going to save us.
就像在现在的新冠病毒的时候，很多人说，我们应该要追随的是科学，但科学真的能够救我们吗？
But ever since this thing began, even the, you know, the greatest doctors and the greatest technicians, they still can't agree on what we're dealing with and how to deal with the coronavirus. They don't have an answer.
而即使是现在，这些很棒的生物工程师或者是医师们，他们到现在还是不知道该如何处理。
And when they're coming out, people saying, "Oh, we need to wear masks," and other people saying, "Oh, we don't need to wear masks."
就像那些专家们先说，哦，我们不需要戴口罩。那有些人说，啊，一定要戴口罩。
And the, what do you call it, the incubation time. First it was like 7 days, and then it's like 14 days, and then it could be 20 days. They still don't know.
然后呢，就像这个大家要隔离的时间，一开始讲说7天，后来讲14天，现在甚至讲说连20天都可能不够。我们实在还是不知道。
And the thing is, yeah, everybody's different as well, so that doesn't help.
最主要是每一个人的身体状况也是不一样的，所以其实这些说法都没什么帮助。
And nobody can agree on how long it will last.
而且没有人现在可以有共同的决议说，哦，这个事情还要再持续多久。
Now, even science doesn't have an answer for this.
即使是科学都没有一个答案。
So science is not the answer.
所以科学并不是答案。
Okay, so here's some of the concepts which Satan delivers into the world.
这些呢都是，所以我们在前面讲的这些都是撒旦呢想要塞进我们这个世界的一些想法。
Referring to the slide.
Yeah, 就是上面这个 PPT 上所写的事情。
Okay. So we have an entire sphere, and a sphere really means like a system of thoughts, opinions, speculations, false doctrines, panaceas, plans, policies, and objectives.
所以我们其实呢是有一个完整的系统是被撒旦所编创出来的，这里面含着想法、观点、推测、假教义，还有所谓解决事情的方法、计划、政策、目标所达成的体系。
We're sort of looking at every aspect of thinking and solving problems in society.
所以我们其实在讲的就是看得到的，就是说这是完整的一个计划性的能够解决问题的一个系统。
Okay, I was just discussing with Serena on the break about this word panacea, which usually means problem solving.
我们这个英文哈的倒数第三行的倒数第二个字有一个 panacea 这个字，那现在中文是翻译成万能之剂，但其实它真正的概念应该更接近于说就是解决问题的方法。
Just to give you an example, and we're talking about how Satan can solve problems in the world.
我们来举一个例子，就是撒旦如何来解决世界上的某些问题。
Poverty. Now, poverty is a big, big problem in the world. And Jesus said to his disciples, there will always be the poor. You will always have the poor people among you.
耶稣曾经跟他的学生讲说，你一定会有很多贫穷、贫困的人在你的四周。
And the reason is because God allows certain people to be poor for their testing or for their suffering in order that they can seek Him in His plan or to build a close relationship with God. There's a reason for poverty.
因为耶稣告诉他的学生说，你周围一定会有贫穷的人，原因是这些是在上帝的计划中，要让人经由这些贫穷，他可能会得到一些测试，好，让他们更愿意去寻求神，然后去学习神要教导的。
And we should always sort of strive to be prosperous, I guess. You know, it's sort of you want to be wealthy and you want to have a nice place and have things for you and your family. That's quite natural.
当然我们所有的人都会希望我们是在比较富足的状况下，对你自己或对家人都有比较富足的状态，这是很自然的。
Under the laws of divine establishment, God has provided freedom for people to use what we call capitalism to make money and, you know, to do business and to make money. That's capitalism.
根据神的神圣的建造的律法呢，我们是有自由可以去经由一个资本主义，就是我们是可以以自由的去以资本主义的状态呢去累积自己的财富。
Capitalism is a biblical concept.
所以资本主义是属神的概念。
And that God tries to provide, and through His laws of divine establishment, gives people an environment of freedom to be successful in business.
所以神呢，他基本上是给我们一个自由的一个状态，让我们可以成为在做生意各方面是成功的。
We see these great believers in the Old Testament, like Abraham and Job, for example, even Moses at one time, they were farmers, they were business people.
所以你会看到在旧约时代的，不管是摩西、亚伯拉罕。约伯
Job,、yeah.
他们原本都是可能是农牧的人员，他们在做的事情上基本上他们都后来是非常非常成功的生意人。
And Jesus would often use the examples of business people making business as teaching biblical concepts.
所以呢，神也会用这些生意人呢来教导人属神的一些概念。
And under capitalism though, what that means is some people are going to be wealthy and some people are not going to be.
所以在资本主义的概念下，他一定是会有有钱人也会有穷人。
When the United States was first established as a nation, the idea was, you know, people would call it the land of opportunity, because even very poor people coming from Europe and even coming from China and places in the Orient, they would come to America to make money. It was a perfect place of opportunity.
而在美国刚刚立国的时候呢，他们就被大家称之为是一块能够有机会的一个国家，因为所有来自欧洲各地方的或者亚洲的一些人，他们到了美洲，他们都可以有机会，可以让他们能够生活更好。
And if people worked hard and made good decisions, and if God was going to bless them, they would be very wealthy.
所以当一个人他在美国在那个地方，他努力工作，然后他就在下各种好的决定，那神就会特别祝福他。
But Satan has his system of making money for people as well.
但是撒旦他也是有他的方法去让大家是可以赚钱的。
Satan doesn't really like capitalism. He doesn't try to promote capitalism.
而撒旦呢，他却不是喜欢资本主义的。他其实是完全不会去宣导资本主义。
He will prefer to promote big governments, like, you know, governments with lots of rules and lots of bureaucracy in order to keep the income of the big business down and to have money to pay out for the poor people.
对于撒旦来讲呢，他却是特别想要大政府的方式啊，让政府有非常大的权力，好，然后呢，去也许也好像是让那些做生意的人不容易赚钱，然后把钱呢都去帮那些穷人。
You have to remember, and this is a concept we'll see later, is that Satan loves governments that have lots of control over people.
所以有很多的看见就是 撒旦喜欢这些大政府能够控制人民。
He promotes that kind of thing.
所以他特别要宣导这样子的概念。
The reason is he's trying to centralize power to just a small number of people around his world. You know, this is his world. He only wants a certain amount of people to have power.
甚至呢，他的真正的这个意志哈，叫他想要的是让那个中央集权在几个人的手上。
Because if just a small number of people in the world have ultimate political power, then it's easy to control for Satan. It's easy to control a small number of people.
因为如果一个国家他所有的权力集中在少数的几个人手上的话，那撒旦就更容易去管理那几个人。
But in a true republic, like the United States, for example, and you see their constitution, the power remains or should be in the hands of the people, not the elected. And a republic, republic literally means the power is in the public hands.The power goes back to the public.
所以对于所谓的一个共和的一个国家，它的意思是说，那些真正的权力应该摆在整个全民的手上。
In a true republic, that's what happens, is the people have the power, not the government.
所以真正的共和的这种概念呢，是说它的权力是在人民手上，而不是政府。
In a true free society, the government, the people in government should be looked upon as the servants of the people.
所以真正的一个共和的一个状态呢，这个政府它其实是在服务民众的，而不是来控制民众的。
Okay, but when you have like a dictatorship or like we call a totalitarian leadership, that's where the people become servants to the leaders.
而所谓集权国家呢，反而相反，他们人民变成了是那个真正领导人的服务者，就变成是人民要服务领导者。
And it comes out clear when you look at the English. Yeah, there's a lot of countries in the world, England, New Zealand, a lot of Commonwealth countries. You have, this is, the leader is called the Prime Minister.
所以在比如说英国啦，或者是爱尔兰等等的这些国家呢，他的真正的领袖叫做 Prime Minister, 就是总理啊，总理，对。
Okay, now minister means to serve, someone who serves.
而这个字的字根呢，是下面这个 minister, 就是服务的意思。而 Prime 是主要的服务者。
Okay, so yeah, he's the number one servant of the people. He should be looking after the people.
所以呢，他是第一号服务的人，所以他是真的就是要服务人民的人。
And when these people go into office, usually they're elected through democratic elections. They make an oath that they are there to protect and to serve the people.
好，所以这些政府里面的人每一个都是为了要去服务人民而存在的。
Satan tries to turn all of the system around. He likes to have people in control. He likes dictators and he likes governments that have a lot of authority over people.
而撒旦呢，却完全相反，他喜欢让这个集权的状态，他们可以控制所有的人民，然后让人民变成要服务集权者。
Comes back to Isaiah chapter 12. Remember, he was saying, you know, I will be like the Most High. I will rule over the people.
还记得我们前面讲到这个以赛亚书的第十二章里面就讲到说撒旦说我是最高的我是
I will sit above the congregation I will be on top of the people
我会站在所有的会众的最上面好，这就是他所想的撒旦他的自我的那种中心的概念
I'm getting a bit off track here but what I'm saying here is that Satan has his ways he wants to feed the people from a Christian viewpoint is charityTo feed the people. But Satan tries to feed the people. Yeah, he wants to keep people happy so he doesn't lose his power in some way. As far as the political spectrum goes, he doesn't want people rebelling against these big governments.
所以呢，在撒旦他的整个概念就是他希望能够由他来喂养所有的民众，然后呢，这些民众都不会背逆政府。
You know, one thing that overturns governments a lot is when the people are under so much pressure from a dictator. We saw this with the Russian, the Soviets, for example. The people are so poor that they will try to overthrow the government. So the government, these dictators, they have to play a balancing act. They have to balance things out. We want the people under our control.But we still need to try to keep them happy so they don't rebel against us.
好，所以对那些对于独裁者来讲呢，他们呢都像有一些国家，他们因为 独裁，所以造成非常多非常非常吃不饱的人。那那样的话，这些人也可能会反抗。所以其实一个最厉害的这种独裁者是他就让他们又吃得饱，让人民吃得饱，然后又还就不会去反抗，但他又完全要控制他们。
Okay, and the way that a government can keep people happy is take the money from the rich people and spread it out to everybody, so everybody's equal.
所以那些那个撒旦他们的做法就是把有钱人的钱抢过来，然后分给那些穷人。
Yeah, if a government wants to remain in power, and this happens in democracies as well, you just promise the people a lot of things that they don't have.
哦，所以对于一个政府，他一个想要这个控制人的最大的方法，他就是给所有人民非常多的允诺。
We see this in elections in a lot of countries. Now, so we're talking about you know countries with free elections.
所以你看到有很多民主国家，即使他为了要得到选票，他也用这种方法，就是给一大堆的允诺。
If you vote for me, I will give you free education and free healthcare, free this, free that, whatever.
所以这些想要骗选票的人，他也可能会说：“哦，你选我，我就给你免费的教育，哈，我就给你免费的这个健保，我就给你很多很多免费的。”
These politicians, they make these statements because they want the votes to get in power. They want the power.
而这些政客，他其实就是为了要得到这些选票，所以他是等于是用他的承诺来买票。
But these programs cost lots of money.
但这些计划都会造成非常大的财政上面的负担。
Well, where do they get the money from?
他们从哪儿来的钱呢？
They can steal it. They have to steal it.
他们必须要偷窃。
Okay, I say stealing. What really what they're doing? It's legal stealing. They just tax anybody that has lots of money. They'll tax those people.
而所谓的偷窃，就是用了一种比较合法的方法，去把那些有钱人的钱用更高的税把它抢来。
Now, notice in the Old Testament, under the laws of Israel, they had a tax. Now, people would like to call it a tithe for the churches, but their tax was 10%.
在旧约时代，其实你就会看到他们有一种税，这个税呢就是 10% 的税。
Okay, now people, they apply that to the churches. Now they say you have to give 10% to your church.
现在呢这个教会就把它变成是要交十一奉献给教会。
But in the Old Testament, actually, because the temple was the government, that's why they had.
但是在旧约时代，因为
the Levitical priests and that system,
对，就是他们的会堂哈。那在那个会堂，在那个时候呢，圣殿啊，那时候叫圣殿，在圣殿的会堂就是政府，在那个时代。
And see, they would provide everything that the people needed. They would provide the court systems and the security, and that kept the government running. That was the money for the Levitical priests.
而且这些圣殿里面，其实他也扮演了这个法庭的角色。好，他就是也提供人民安全的保障等等的。所以他其实那个时候所谓的宗教就是政府。
And then every 3 years, you'd pay a separate kind of a tax, and that was for charity purposes.
而每三年呢，你要付另外一种税，那个是为了慈善的用途。
So on average, you're paying 13% a year for tax, and that was everybody, whether you were rich or you were poor, you paid 13%, and that was it per year.
所以呢，它等于是平均下来，每一年你大概要付占13%的这个费用，这13%的税呢，其实不论你有钱没钱，通通都一样。
And that was enough to keep everybody happy.
那这是一个让大家都开心的方法。
And it meant people had to be responsible for their lives as well.
而每一个人也必须要为他自己的生活要负责。
Nowadays in Western society, they have these crazy tax systems, and sometimes for the wealthy business people, they're paying 60-70% tax.
但是现在西方的社会呢，却有一件很疯狂的一个税率，对于有钱的人，他甚至要付到60% 的税，或者差不多50-60% 的税。
Okay. And then the lower classes, they might pay 10-20%.
Less,
like
maybe
in
Taiwan is 6%.
6%, oh.
哦，但是对穷的人呢，他的税率却非常的低，低到只有10%，甚至在台湾只要6%。
Okay, that's not very encouraging for people to want to expand their business.
这个真的不是在鼓励大家要好好的做生意。
But what these big governments now do, they promise lots of programs, they need lots of money, so they get lots of taxes from those that have the money.
所以这就是政府呢，他在就一直不断的去引诺他的人民，然后再去用很高的税来得到这些资源。
So, you know, rather than encourage free enterprise to provide the services like the hospitals and the schools and even roads and bridges and things like this, the government says, we'll take care of this, just give us your money and we'll do it for you.
所以呢就变成由政府呢把这个所谓的医院系统啊道路工程系统啊什么的都变成要交由政府来做。
History proves time and time again that governments really are quite inefficient at providing these services.
而但是其实从过去的历史来看呢，由政府来管理这些事情，它其实是最没有效率的。
It's not really the government's role to provide education and healthcare. That can be done very well by the private sector.
其实呢，从很多地方都可以看出来，教育系统、医疗系统等等的，如果由民间来做的时候，它的效率是更高的。
Okay, but you know, people will argue, well, we don't have enough money for that. But if free enterprise prospers more, and then the whole society gets better, people have more money, and then they can pay for those things.
其实对一个自由的一个运作的一个社会来讲，大家手上的钱会更多，然后这些运作更是有效率。那你由民间来支持，然后民间付费来享受，其实是合理的。
So God's system of providing prosperity is that you have an environment of freedom.
所以呢，所谓上帝他所提供的这个富足。
Okay, so you need an environment of freedom where people are free to make choices.
所以呢，对从属神的一个概念的一个富足呢，是要有一个自由的社会来自由的系统来提供。
And they can choose how they want to do business or how they want to work.
所以他可以所有的人民是可以选择他要如何做生意，他要怎么样工作。
And they can choose how they want to spend their money.
然后他也可以自由的选择要如何花钱。
And then everybody prospers. But you have to work hard for it, of course.
那然后每一个人都富足，当然你必须是要很努力工作的。
But under the big government system, they will say, well, you just let us take care of your problems. You give us all your money and we'll take care of your problems.
而对于大政府主义的话呢，就是说，哦，你把钱给我，我来照顾你。
Okay, and that's why you have these socialist systems appearing.
这就是所谓的社会主义的社会。
And the basic principle is if you have a big government, which means a government with a lot of power, the people are small, which means in their thinking that they're
small. 所以社会主义的概念就是呢，政府要很大，然后人民要很小。
Or you could have the opposite, where the people are big, which means that the people have the power and the responsibility, and the government is small.
那另外一个相对于社会主义的就是呢，政府很小，人民很大。
Okay, but also we need to look at understand the concept that God appoints the leaders of the world. So whoever your president or prime minister is, that's the person that Jesus Christ established.
但是也要知道呢，所有的国家所选出来的领导人都是神来指定的。
You see, Romans chapter 13 teaches very clearly that God appoints the rulers.
在罗马书十三章里面有很清楚的讲说神是由神来指定各地方的领导人。
And whoever your ruler is, you have to obey that person.
无论你是在什么样的地方，你是在什么样的管理者之下，好，你都必须要服从他的系统。
If people want to be free, first they have to have the responsibility to be free, and then God can change the rulers. Under an environment of freedom, people can really prosper, but they have to be responsible for that.
所以在一个非常自由的环境里面呢，人是可以富足的，但是你必须要能够自己自负责任。
It's a bit of a complex subject because you have so many factors involved. There's human free will, but there's also God controlling history at the same time.
所以这是一个非常复杂的议题啦，就是人有所谓的自由意志，然后上帝又有一个控制整个局势的能力。
Part of this is related to Satan's system, and then you have what God has designed for humanity. You have your own free will and your attitude to the Word of God.
有四个不同的面向，一个是撒旦他的属世的系统。
And then you have the way that God controls history, including the rulers.
然后呢，神呢，他又会控制了整个历史的进程，跟他来选择领袖。
And then you have people with their free will.
然后人呢，又有他自己的自由意志。
Okay, and their attitude towards God's word. And then is God going to bless that person or not?
然后呢，又有他要怎么样的态度，这些人要怎么样的态度来面对他自己的决定，然后呢，神在给予奖赏或处罚。
So it's quite complicated, and for the Christian, we're trying to do God's will, right? So what is the right thing to do?
所以对于一个基督徒来讲，我们都在试着遵行神的意志来下决定，来行事。
That's something you have to work out under your circumstances and in your situation that you're in.
所以呢，在我们每一个人的各人面对的各种状态下，你要真的是下最聪明、最智慧的决定。
But getting back to the example, see, Jesus said you will always have the poor people with you.
所以呢，回到刚刚讲的，就是耶稣说，你总会被一些贫穷的人围绕着。
But that doesn't mean you ignore the people that are asking you for money.
这并不是代表说你应该要这个忽略、忽视那些穷困的人来跟你要讨钱。
There's a biblical concept called charity where you are expected to give to people in need.
这是有一个很重要的一个圣经的教义，要我们永远都要对就是要有慈善的行为。
But it doesn't mean you have to give to every beggar that comes up to you. Some people just, they beg for a living.
但并不是代表说所有的这个乞讨的人你都要给他钱。那有些人他们是来乞讨是因为他们连活命都有困难。
So when somebody comes up to you asking for money, we're expected to give to them, but maybe that person shouldn't be given any money. Maybe he's a drunkard, you know he's going to go and spend it on alcohol.
所以如果有一个乞讨的人来跟你要钱，你要先搞清楚，他说不定是根本就不该给他钱。原因是他根本就是一个喝酒的人，然后你给了他钱，他只是在去喝酒而已。
And I've spent a lot of time in India in the past, and there's just beggars everywhere. If I gave money to every beggar, I'd be broke within 2 hours.
Tim 在这个印度住过啊，他说到处都是乞丐，他如果看到乞丐都给钱的话，他两个小时他就变成一个穷人了。
Okay, so that's not a good idea either.
所以这也不是一个好的主意。
Yeah, so you can see that, you know, it's quite complex and you need to have wisdom in dealing with these problems.
所以这是很复杂的一个议题，你必须要有智慧来处理它。
But Satan tries to bypass the concept of charity and says, I'll just give you money to the government and the government will care for the poor people.
而撒旦呢，厉害的就是呢，他完全忽略了所谓的这个慈善的概念。他直接就讲说，你把钱给政府，由政府来照顾所有的事情。
And that's giving more control, centralizing. We say centralizing power to give it to the government, so those governments can control the people, and that's easier for Satan to control the government.
所以呢，这种就叫做中央集权式的管理，哈，把所有的权力都给了一个中央，然后由中央政府来管所有的人民。那因为这些集权在几个人的身上，那这个撒旦就更能控制那几个人。
And that's just one of Satan's problem-solving devices. He has a sort of a way for solving problems in the world.
这个就是我们刚刚讲的那个 panacea.
That's right.
这就是撒旦他的解决问题的方法。
And now we're running out of time, so we're going to stop for another break and then make it a 10-minute break, about halfway through. We'll start up again at 5:03.
好，我们4:03再回来休息10分钟。